saying no regrets. Maybe the very tip of it, but
right.
now, well, okay. Well, now we're good. So this is Misguided and Misinformed.
Okay.
That was Steven. I'm Josh, the person you know the last name of at this point now. And this is Chris.
Ew. And I mean, you keep on bringing it up. So now they're going to go back and listen to it.
It was like one up. It was just literally last week's episode at the very end. Of course, I'm going to bring it up.
I also want to congratulate us on the shortest intro that we've had so far today.
Yeah.
That helps. Yeah.
Yeah. No fucking around.
Well, yeah, I don't know what it is. Yeah, today we didn't fuck around.
As much.
Yeah, true. Yeah. I mean, I did.
On the recorded part. We didn't fuck around on the recorded part as much.
We got most of our fucking out around when we were talking to the waitress, and I said some not
so... fucking out around, eh?
I don't even know. Okay, calm down, okay? We all know my brain is...
mush?
Essentially.
Well, I mean, your soul's also dead, so... Okay, you're pretty much running on fumes right now.
My soul is, like, rotting away. There's parts of it that are dead, and
you keep on bringing this back, so... to kill more parts of your soul.
Listen...
You're trying to make a Horcrux? Is that what you're trying to do?
Yeah. Hey, trying to find a Necronomicon.
My soul is essentially a Horcrux at this point. It's, like...
So how many people have you killed, Josh?
None. Oh. Myself.
Mm.
Slowly, over time.
He's trying to eat the book.
I'm trying to eat myself to death. I'm succeeding. So that's good. For the most part.
If there's any way to go, you know my way. Harpoon through a glass window. That's the way I want to go.
I want to go to a blaze of glory.
I feel like if I got harpooned through a window, I'm doing okay. My blaze of glory is pretty good.
I want it to be like a movie moment, like fucking the major battle scene in Ready Player One, except real life and dying, you know, rather than getting your character deleted and exploding into coins.
I mean,
spoiler alert, there's a big battle if you don't know what that
listen,
is.
Oh, I spoiled the trailers. It's in the trailers. It's not like a...
an action movie had a big battle scene? And people died?
Oh,
and their characters died?
I know.
My gosh.
It's literally depicted in the trailers. If you saw the... I can't spoil
you
something.
You know that battle actually happened. They just came.
Well,
look at Dark Tower.
Technically didn't actually happen, because...
It's virtual reality?
Yeah.
Or augmented reality, and however they want to explain it.
It was virtual reality.
Jerk off reality.
But you had to run through the city.
Yeah, but it wasn't... Augmented reality is
you can
putting...
still see something over top of it.
Augmenting your reality. Virtual reality is... They were still in a virtual space when, like, they're moving through virtual... That didn't make any sense whatsoever.
It's okay. It's made by people who don't know what virtual reality is.
For the most part. I feel like someone was going to get run over by a car
or
punched
virtual,
in the face.
Your Oasis kept you off of the streets.
How? They were just...
I don't fucking know.
It's like they're running blindly
into
stuff. It's like, even now, the only reason why we're okay is because, like... Like, people still run, walk blindly into stuff in our now world.
VR hasn't taken off.
Wow.
People keep on breaking their arms.
That's not why. It's because it's very expensive for something that's so far not great. The problem is there's no, like, breakout game for it yet.
Call of Duty.
Also, it's like, do you want to play, because you can play Fallout. Or
you can play Call of Duty.
I was close. I will admit, I was definitely close. But you can play Fallout 4 in virtual reality. But it's like you need like an expensive computer, like $1,000 computer, and then an almost $600 VR headset.
You can play Skyrim.
Yeah, Skyrim's in VR, and so is Doom.
Okay, but like I said, you need... It's like you're going to spend almost $1,500?
Absolutely not.
To play a game?
To be fair, though, I probably spent, not that close, but a lot of money playing Skyrim. I think I bought that game like at least three times.
I bought it twice. Once on PC, and once when it first came out on the Xbox.
Bought it 3 times as well. Xbox, the Xbox 360 version, the Xbox One version, and the PC version, and I'm debating buying the Switch version.
Listen,
the Switch version, oh god, I can't talk ever, is, it's almost worth it because it's portable.
Yeah, but at the same time, it's a game that's already, like, 4 or 5 years old now.
But, I mean, it's never been portable.
See, at least you guys played on, on different consoles. I bought it twice on the PS3 and once on Xbox
One. Wait, why'd you buy it twice on the PS3?
Because I got the Legendary Edition.
Oh, like the special. Yeah, okay.
Right.
And so you got...
I got the original one when it came out.
And then you got the one with all the DLC.
And I got one with the DLCs, and then I got the remastered version when it came out for Xbox One.
So, which had all the DLCs.
Yes. So, I bought the main game 3 times, and the DLCs, all the DLCs twice.
I'm excited to buy Dark Souls again. The remastered version. The remastering.
Are you excited for that?
Yes and no.
Your bank account's not excited for it.
No. And that's why, that's actually probably going to wait a while. I'm just going to continue to play Monster Hunter till the end of days.
I mean, you got to see if these
You know what's sad? Yeah, but I haven't played that yet. I got that because I got, like, a bundle with the new Xbox. It was like, fuck, it was not that much more. It was like $20 more or something, and you get a game with it. I was like, I'll do that.
A brand new game that costs $80.
Yeah.
But I'm probably going to wait until it costs $20.
Enough. Like, I'm not
ready. Boxing Day sale.
Well, to be honest, it's worth it to wait a while because there's not really a lot to do in Sea of Thieves right now, from what I've heard.
It's fun to do pirate voices, though.
Yeah, but it's also one of those games where it's not really fun to play single player.
Yeah.
Well, what can you do? Fight skeletons.
And then.
Woo! More skeletons.
And or fight other players, but.
And which does nothing because they just respawn with all of their stuff again.
Well, now if you sink their ship.
It's still going to respawn.
Yeah, but somewhere else. It's basically.
But you don't have that much time to sink their ship after you kill them.
Well, no, if you shoot their ship to shit.
Shift to shift.
The only way to save it is to bail it out and to repair it. But you can't do that while also fighting the other team very well, so it will eventually sink. Or if you're a real asshole, you get that crying crate in chest and you take it to the crow's nest and place it there and like hide out there and it just slowly fills up your ship with water and you have no clue where it's coming from. And just fuck people over that way.
Oh, I know. Watch the Angry Joe review of it. He only gave it a 4, just because it doesn't feel like a complete game to him.
Out of what?
10.
Oh, okay. Because I was like, 4 to 5, oh, that's pretty good.
No,
from the sounds of it, that is the biggest critique of that game, from the sounds of it. Is
that's basically...
Not
but no game comes out complete.
Well,
nowadays.
I mean, like,
okay, but it feels like an early access game.
That's what I was just about to say. And
it's
most
like,
of the stuff that he said is exactly
for like an $80 game that had like a 5-year development cycle, mm-hmm. I think it was like a 5-year development cycle, it feels incomplete.
Well, they wanted to get the texture of the skeletons just right.
Well, there's also only 2 ships.
It takes at least 2 years to make a ship.
In
real life and in virtual reality.
Well, yeah, that's not true at all. I mean, there's only 2 ship designs. It's like they took forever on everything.
If you're getting funded, why wouldn't you?
Because you still need to release it eventually.
They released it.
Yeah, and it's an incomplete game, essentially.
Just like No Man's Sky.
It's gonna have the same problem that No Man's Sky had. In like a year from now, everyone's gonna be like, oh my god, the game's amazing. But it's like, yeah, but...
It should have been amazing when it came out.
But I'm already over it. If the game came out now, I would be running to play it, but it didn't. So I'm just not interested. It's kind of like Pokemon Go. It's apparently pretty full game now.
Are you not interested in it anymore?
I already, like, deleted it and everything, because it's just...
I can't delete it. Actually, yeah, to be honest, I didn't play that much.
Well, it doesn't help
I
that...
I still play it once in a while. Not as much.
My problem with the game was that when I was playing it, it's like you can't even play even a little bit from your house or from while you're at work or something.
Unless you got a spoofer.
Yeah, but I don't want to do that to play the game.
Might as well just pick up a James Lane. Like,
basically, it's like a worse version of Pokemon. So if I'm going to do that, I might as well just play a Pokemon game. If I can't. It's like, I get it, the point of the game is to go out and, like, do stuff.
That AR was cool.
But it's like...
Did they?
Yeah.
I mean, like, the first time, obviously, look, there's a Pikachu in my house, or, like, look, there's this thing, you know, in my favorite spot.
Well, that's the other problem, is that also where I've always lived has never been in a high-traffic area.
Well, your first place definitely was not. It was literally, if you open the game up there, it was nothing.
Never. So it was like, I can't.
The one time I opened it when I was downtown, I was like, oh my god, what the hell is going on? There's gyms here, there's just everything. And I was like,
yeah, it's.
I stocked up for a year. Actually, I'm probably still stocked up from it.
I stopped playing because it was like, it wasn't.
It got you walking.
It did on occasion, but the problem was is that it didn't keep me interested. It's like, it was the only way.
Canadian Winter came along.
Well, that too. I was
and
just like,
killed your phone if you tried to play it.
It's like the only way I can play this game is if I like go out on like my off hours. It's like I have to go out either at, like with my work schedule too. It's like I had to go out either at like 6 a.m. or at like 12:00 p.m. I'm like, well, fuck. None of these times are exactly good. I mean, not 6 a.m, but I mean, I have to go out like first thing in the morning when I wake up. It's like,
which is definitely not
6. No. I mean, it was close to 12, but... I just mean, like, I didn't feel like it at that time when I first wake up. But then if I wanted to do it after work, well, after work is, like, 12:00 p.m, and I don't feel like walking around. And it's, like, it's not even like the Pokestops were close. Each one was, like, fucking so far away. I had to walk for an hour, and I maybe hit, like, 4 or 5 Pokestops.
I did not have that problem.
Well, I did. And so I'm like, fuck, this game's not fun. Because I can't even... And then it's like, it also defeated the purpose of Pokemon. I mean, this is really not relevant, but I'm finally getting to complain about something in a public forum.
Oh, I was like, what have you been doing for the past 14 episodes?
About this, I mean. Complaining about this in a public forum. But it was like, the whole point of Pokemon is, like, building a bond with a select few Pokemon. And this one, you're like, yeah, you're not high enough CP, so fuck you, you're out. I'm basically trading you in for some candies.
I'm pretty sure that the point of Pokemon was to catch them all. Gotta catch them all, gotta catch them all.
That was one point. But it was also about, like, you know, leveling up your Pokemon.
I'm gonna be the very best.
Listen. Yeah. But it's like, you want to be like fucking Ash from the show.
No, you don't.
Well, you want to be.
He sucks and he doesn't catch anything.
You
want to
be like Brock.
Or Red.
You want to be better than Ash, but I mean, but even Red had in that short Pokemon thing had like a.
He had a complete Pokedex by the end of the 6th episode.
Okay. He had a bond with. He didn't have a complete Pokedex, okay?
He
never got Mew, as far as I know.
Well, he caught everything else that was original to the game.
Well, he didn't catch Mew, okay?
Well, Mew was a glitch, and you couldn't get him in the game.
Not the original.
Well, he wasn't a glitch.
In Red and Blue, yes, he was.
Well, you could glitch it and get Mew.
Right.
But he wasn't a glitch.
They forgot to put him in.
They didn't forget to put him in. It was just, that was their way of bringing out
people.
Put
him under the truck.
That's not true.
Everyone knows that he's under the truck.
The truck that does.
Who was driving that truck? It's Mew.
So the punch
Mero.
It till he gets out and asks to exchange.
And you use strength 5 times, then surf, then strength.
You can't even use surf, can you? Because
yes.
It's on land.
You don't know the how
you, it says, oh, it doesn't work here.
Yeah, okay.
Professor Oak says, you can't use that here.
What the fuck does he know?
Because
he's just calling you, hey, we're getting complaints about you.
You want me to tell you why? Because he's Doctor Strange in the Pokemon world. He just knows what's going on.
Doctor, padding in bushes.
Doctor
and...
Strange doesn't know what people are doing.
Look at Thor Ragnarok. He knew that Thor and Loki came, and he's like...
That's the funniest thing about that is they basically, like, changed the way magic works in Thor Ragnarok from the way magic worked in
Well, they've had some time. They've altered it.
But it was, like, literally, like, one movie later. They're like, fuck no, this, like, magic's Dr. different Dr. now.
Doctor Strange has been working on it for the last little while, and he's found ways to... That's the thing about him, is, like, with his astral projection and learning, it can... Oh, it just always changes.
I just mean...
It, like, you can have a year is, like, 1,000 years of him learning.
I just mean, like, because they, with, like, the humor, they tried to be more, like, funny in that. So it's like how all of a sudden, like, they're just teleporting around the room and everything. But, like, before, I watched a video about it. That's the only reason I even noticed it. Cause
don't discount your genius.
I'm smart, but I'm not obsessed with the Marvel Cinematic Universe to that degree.
You sure?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
I'm sure that I didn't notice the fact that they changed the way Doctor Strange used magic.
To be honest, I definitely didn't notice because I need to watch that video.
It was like stuff that Thor Ragnarok changed that people just didn't notice. Like the fact that Thor is now, Thor and like Odin and all of them are now calling themselves gods when they didn't before, other than Loki. But then Loki was also an asshole, so that's why he would call himself a god.
Let's do send help.
And then they also, it's so weird. It's, you know, it's something that I've been noticing in the Infinity War trailer, is you constantly see Thor, like, it looks like he's raising something, but there's nothing there. So it's like, I think it's supposed to be, like, something they filmed for... Like, when he still had his hammer.
Or maybe he just still thinks he's just used to that action.
It's just, it's funny, because it looks like he's raising a hammer, his hammer, to do...
a lightning bolt, and he's going to be turning into Zeus, too. It's not going to be Odin, it's going to be Zeus.
He's going to...
Well, Thor was the god of...
Thunder.
Yeah.
Not lightning.
That's
Thunder, lightning, the way you love me.
Well, that's actually also weird, because he's not, like, screaming, like... sound waves, but yes. He is... yeah, but I don't know. Zeus is always... So he's going to be switching, like, religions then?
Yep.
Going to go to a whole new mythological thing? Yep,
and he's going to have to fight Kratos as well.
Well, to be honest, it's just like how Gerard Butler is Greek.
Yeah. You didn't know that? He was King Leonidas. Come on.
What?
Gerard Butler.
The actor?
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
But yeah.
He did not change his accent. And played
a Greek man.
Yeah, because, you know, anything foreign.
Oh, I mean, it's like Sean Connery. Every time he plays... Yeah,
he has that weird...
when he was the Russian...
Well, he's the Scottish-Russian...
The Scottish-Russian...
Submarine
commander.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, every time he's the same, he just talks. Like, he always talks. It doesn't matter.
I love it.
I didn't notice it until someone mentioned it.
It's because all accents... sound foreign to the Americans, so as long as you tell them what they are, like, oh yeah, okay.
This is my Greek accent.
It
sounds kind of Scottish. No, it's Greek.
It's Greek.
I don't really care. Like, fuck, who cares?
Come on, you know my line.
The fact that you can't, that no one complains about this more, I mean, now it's kind of an issue. They talk about, like,
whitewashing.
Yeah. Like Emma Stone playing
Ghost of the Shell thing.
That was not, that was Scarlett Johansson.
That was Scarlett Johansson. I was like Emma Stone playing a movie I didn't watch. It was like she played an Asian girl, like an Asian woman.
Oh, you mean The Forest? No, that's not Emma Stone. That's someone else. But that was still the same problem.
No, The Forest was not The Forest with what's her face from Game of Thrones. You don't watch Game of Thrones, anyways.
Natalie Dormer.
Oh, yeah, that Natalie Dormer. That was her. It was that had nothing to do with an Asian girl. Her. How they established that. I know it's an Asian movie that they...
Well, it's a movie that takes place in Japan.
Japanese. But the original story...
Forest, the Suicide Forest.
Yeah. The original story, probably. The original scary story.
I feel like people were pissed that it was a white actress when it takes place in Japan. Yeah, but
they changed it by saying that her sister was a tourist.
Okay,
It's a very simple change.
I just mean...
But it's not as simple as you have a Scottish accent and now you're Greek.
Okay. But I just mean that my thing was that
this is awesome.
Rather than just being like my Japanese friend I'm Japanese and my Japanese friend went missing in this forest. It's like, she was a tourist and her sister went missing.
Well, what about The Grudge?
Well, The Grudge has the same problem, but that was also a remake. That was also before people were pissed about whitewashing. I mean, before it was more popular to be pissed about. You know what I mean?
Before it was popular to be in America. Now, like, I'm sure that the whitewashing was talked about in other countries.
Yeah, though then again, the from what I know, the from what I saw, the Japanese people weren't really pissed about the Ghost in the Shell thing.
My brother was more pissed about that than...
Well,
I like the original
cartoon.
That's what he was...
Well, I mean, the Japanese people, not so much. The Japanese-American people, more, so...
I mean,
not that Japanese-American people aren't... You know what I mean. The people who are Japanese who currently live in Japan. Well, no, that... I'm just trying to... I'm trying not to say that Japanese-Americans are less Japanese.
Oh, there it goes.
That's what I'm saying. Not saying that.
Record that clip and cut that one part.
Just take out when I said not, and just...
Well, yeah.
We'll just splice it together where it's like, American, Japanese people are not more American.
It's just, you know...
Listen, it's a little better than what they do already, so...
What?
The internet.
Oh. Well, I'm putting myself out there. Eventually, like, I definitely can't run for office. Well, I would want to, not in Canada.
God. You can't run for office in the States.
I can run for office in the States.
No, you can't run for office in the States.
What are you talking about? Yes,
I can. They don't like you.
I mean, they wouldn't, but I could if I wanted to. I just can't run for the presidency.
Josh hates you, America.
Which is stupid. Stupid, well, I mean, I guess it's less stupid, but it's, I don't like the Canadian system. If you can vote in Canada, you can run for the prime minister. Yeah. I almost said president, which...
You can't be the queen, though.
Yeah, but the queen almost jerks shit to us.
Is the head of state, though.
Who's
the
never...
The president is the head of state for America.
Is she... Really?
Yeah.
I know, she's...
Speaking, the queen is the president.
I mean, she's the queen. Who's better than being president?
Depends.
Yeah, I was about to say, but...
No, see, the queen doesn't have to do shit, and she gets money forever.
I mean...
The president has to at least do something.
We could eventually have Queen Meghan Merkel.
I don't think we can.
Yeah, she's marrying...
Well, okay, yes, but I mean...
I mean, there's lots of people would have to die, and children would have to die for that to happen. But
I mean, you would have to pretty much have, like, a...
Like, after
I
the wedding,
don't know how to say the words. essentially, yeah, it would have to be, like, an almost... genocide of the royal family before she can become
pretty much, but it can happen.
I don't. There's not a very good word I can think of a lot of people dying. That's more than just a mass murder.
the rivers would have
to run red with the blood of royal. Yeah, before she could become the like queen.
But it could happen.
I mean, I could become king.
No, less likely. Less. She's actually marrying a royal.
Okay.
You're not engaged to a royal right now, are you?
I'm not engaged to anyone right now. There you go. I have more chance. I'm not in a relationship right now, so I have more chance of becoming the next king than you do.
That's not true.
I'm not in a relationship.
They don't
understand. Maybe.
Hey, we all have that free pass one.
Yeah, but wouldn't you have to, like, dump them and...
Yeah. It'd be unfortunate. I'm not trying to be king. I don't want to rule the world like you do.
You know what? I just want to make the world better. Yeah. That means I have to rule with an iron fist.
Hmm.
Okay, then, Donald Trump Jr.
No, see, Donald Trump wants to make...
Was it Tiffany Trump, the one they always forget about?
Fuck, I don't know, because I don't hear about her.
Apparently he doesn't hear about her either.
She's probably not as pretty as her.
She's actually not that bad.
Okay, but he doesn't want to fuck her. Okay, that's the problem.
Hey-o.
He said it, not me.
He didn't say those words.
He essentially said those words.
He said she's pretty much the most attractive thing on the planet, but that's beside the point. And it looks like his prostitutes have a very similar type to her. So...
I mean, didn't he say he would date her?
If he wasn't her dad?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he pretty much says, I want to fuck her, but yeah, it's not legally allowed. Okay. It's
who knows what a Trump dating actually consists of, because I'm pretty sure Melania isn't doing anything with that old man right now.
What? Oh, sorry, I'm like...
Melania's...
His wife?
Yeah.
I don't even know. Fuck, I don't know.
She's the worst first
lady. Isn't...
She's trying to tackle cyberbullying.
I mean, that's actually...
It's not going well for her, because her husband is...
The biggest cyberbully in the world? Yeah. The guy who's threatening nuclear war on the internet? Yeah.
And then changes his mind and wants to meet him and become best friends with him? He wants to meet me? Okay. Let's go meet him.
He wants to get tips on how to become a dictator. That's what he wants. How do you do it? How do you make everyone in your country follow all your rules and listen to you?
I wonder if they're both trying to set up a meeting to, like, assassinate each other.
I'm okay with it.
That'd be interesting.
As long as they both succeed, I'm okay with it.
But I just understand, like, I to be honest, I expected the worst of the Olympics when North Korea was like, yeah, we want to join you. And South Korea was like, yeah, come on in. I'm like, no. No. That is how you're letting them into your country.
You are allowing an invasion.
Though the cheerleaders that they sent were, pretty creepy. I don't know if you ever saw them.
No, I didn't watch the Olympics.
They, like, in unison, they all looked, for not being a race, like, not being a racist, not, they all looked exactly the same. They had their hair in the same way, they wore the same, like, they were all fairly attractive, and they all moved in unison. Like, I'm pretty sure if you didn't move in unison, you got taken back home and shot. Like, it was, like...
Well, maybe not shot, but probably put in prison for a long, for the rest of your life.
Probably say shot.
No.
No, because, like, it literally, like, looked like a computer-generated image in the stands of how much they were moving in unison.
No. I'm saying, they probably didn't shoot them. They probably just put them in a slave labor camp like they do everyone else over there.
This isn't Soviet Russia, okay?
Well, you know what?
No, this is fucking North Korea.
You don't rule a country by killing all the people.
Yeah.
So,
also, if they're still attractive, he can get more attractive people.
But he has a wife.
But yeah, okay, he's a wife, fucking dictator. Like, he gives a shit.
he's not a dictator. He's a god.
That's right.
Exactly. Like, so he can make
his
all
dad,
the rules.
That was a god. That
who was, like, birthed from, like, a panda fart or some shit.
He didn't die. He transcended to the other plane to make life better for us.
You know, that reminds me of that one comedian that was... Sorry, this is actually relevant somewhat.
Huh.
But when people are like, why is everyone sad when the Pope dies? He's literally getting a promotion.
He's gone as far as he can go.
It's like, if anyone's getting into heaven, it's the Pope.
I mean, if you die as Pope, if you get removed beforehand, you're probably not going in.
Yeah, but the Pope that I'm talking about was
Pope John Paul II.
Yeah, who died while being the Pope,
and
everyone was sad about it.
He lived a lot longer than he should have because he got shot like several times.
That's why the Pope Mobile is a thing.
The magic bullet that weaved around our vital organs and
what really?
Absolutely, it did not take a straight path through his body.
That's weird.
Yep.
I can't explain that. This is the first I'm hearing of this.
You've never heard about it?
No.
I'm pretty sure it, like, hit somewhere, like, off of a bone, and then it deflected enough to miss certain organs.
Like kidneys, not kidneys. So liver and heart are pretty much the ones
lungs.
That you can't live with.
Yeah.
I mean, lungs too, but...
Well, it just sucks when there's a hole in your lung.
Yeah. But you can fix that.
You can fix it. I know, but it's a...
Stem cells.
Lungs are fucked, though, man.
Actually, the strange thing was, I've heard... There's actually a thing on the news that there's a Catholic school board that is is not allowing people to raise funding for certain charities because of the practices that they do.
Yeah, I already knew that. Because if you... give money to certain,
but some of them have made into the list are like Toronto Sick Kids, Breast Cancer, Heart and Stroke Foundation.
Yeah, because if they give money to gay people, basically, or other things that the church disagrees with, they say fuck that.
Yeah, but there was like they had actually like they had students go into like the trustee meeting and like
argue against it.
Yeah, because they basically they were told that they can't raise money for. Like, or there, I think it's like Me to We is like the big teenage charity movement, and they can't give to that because of their practices.
This I wouldn't have liked that if they said no to like sick kids, because I was in there like half my life, so.
Yeah, yeah, but because sick kids probably doesn't discriminate who it gives the money to.
Well, and also like some of their research, like stem cell research. And...
Oh, yeah, stuff like that. But that's what I mean. If the Catholic Church disagrees with it.
But the thing is, it's like the specific school board. It's not like the Catholic Church saying, like the Catholic Church has these beliefs, yes. But
I know, I get it.
But like, let's say we're talking about like,
I mean,
I don't want to be specific, but like one region's school board says, yeah, you can donate to this charity. And the other region's school board says, no, you can't donate to this charity.
You can donate to us instead.
Are you talking about like public versus Catholic, or like two Catholic different Catholics? Catholic.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, well,
because again, it's
this, it all depends
specific
on,
boards.
It all depends on who's in charge.
It's obviously not like the people who should be.
It never is. People are fucking dumb.
Though, to be honest, though, when I was listening to the kids, I was like, oh my god, please, please stop it. You're making it worse.
Oh, yeah.
Like they were like, you are all terrible Catholics. And like I was like, okay, like, state your point, but don't comment on them directly. Like, hey, I want you to change this thing, but you're a moron, and I think that you made the wrong decision. Yeah, I'm not going to change it. Surprise, surprise, I'm not going to change my mind. But if you said, hey, look, I have these facts, I would like you to consider them. Like, they're probably a little more inclined to.
Also, if you want to call them shitty Catholics, you just have to be more subtle about it. Like, you just got to be like...
they like came out and said, you're a shitty Catholic.
I know, but you just got to be like, a decent, like, Jesus wouldn't give to these charities. He would, because it helps people.
Well,
and that way, you're saying, well, you suck if you are saying that you know better than Jesus.
Jesus.
Sorry, Jesus. No, but you can't say Jesus because that's some random Mexican guy.
He is Middle Eastern.
Not that people... No, he's white.
He's not white. He is fucking not white.
I know he's not white, but...
He might be a lot of things, but he's definitely not white.
What about black
people? I'm pretty sure that there was no white people at zero.
At what? There was definitely white people at zero.
There was not white people.
There was not probably white people in Jerusalem at zero, but
well, the Romans probably were at the time.
They weren't white.
They could have been.
Italians aren't white now.
Italians are white. They're European white, but they're white.
We're tan, okay?
Italians from Italy are much darker.
Yeah, they're more tan skinned. I know.
Okay, but that's because
they're olive. They're olive skinned. Their skin matches the oil that they use in their food.
Okay, but I'm saying...
It matches the golden brown bread that comes from their bakery.
If you get
that we can smell on the other side of the country.
If you pick an Italian person and you put them beside anyone else who wouldn't be considered Caucasian, they would say that person's Caucasian.
Yeah.
That person's white.
They would.
So, let's...
But I'm just saying... They're not the white people that I'm talking about.
Oh, I know.
I'm talking about the pasty white people who don't see the sun for 30, 40 million years.
Those are
the Brits?
There wasn't very many of them back then.
So apparently
zero.
The Brits used to be black?
Well, I mean...
Technically everybody
that's
was.
The origin story is that...
No, that's not what I mean. Apparently they did something. They're like the oldest known like British native like to the islands, and they were... It came out black.
Well, I mean...
And people were pissed.
You didn't have...
Or not, maybe not black, but dark-skinned.
But the dark skin is because your body is protecting itself against the sun.
Not in England.
No, okay, but the first one...
Itself
the first one at England wasn't from England.
That's a good point.
He just arrived there and was
See, I don't know enough about the story.
Fuck.
I just saw...
Where is this place? I just,
listen.
And then
you don't accidentally show up in England.
Yeah, but he
without trying
the new land.
Without somehow making some effort to get somewhere
I've
new.
I've traveled around the world.
You don't just
literally. I can still see you from France.
You don't just walk to and get to wind up in England. Not
they got that tunnel.
Now.
Well, to be honest, he liked it at first.
Short
and
of like
a week later, he regretted his decision because it rained every day.
Well, his boat sank. Well, they, and he just looks over and he's like, fuck. I'm stuck here.
Oh, God damn it. It's like, how am I supposed to build him?
We can't say that it was a he.
Could have been a she.
It has to be a pregnant female.
No.
Or how would there be another one?
Or more people would show up later.
No. There's only one ship back then.
Well, it still doesn't work. Still doesn't work because a pregnant female. Are you saying all the British people are inbred?
Yeah. Did you see those teeth?
I was going to make that joke. That's too easy, though.
I'm British. I'm making that joke.
I'm allowed to. More allowed to than I am. But she's probably still not really allowed to. You're still.
You just triggered the whole country. I know.
I mean, I guess you're.
Well, if more people from England listened to us, then I would make less fun of them.
I mean, you're.
That's not true.
I mean, short of living in England, you're English because you have the same queen.
Oh, do I now?
Yeah,
we just went through that.
My queen has 8 legs. It's a spider queen.
Okay, Mr. Drow over here.
To be honest, I'm okay with the queen that we have because she seems to be immortal.
Yeah, she's the...
And also, I just jinxed her, but that's beside the point.
As long as Achievement Hunter doesn't talk about her randomly. But though, the thing is, Achievement Hunter can't kill the queen because they always have a reason to talk about her, and it's Gavin.
Yes.
So it's only when they talk about someone who they have no reason to talk about randomly, that's when they kill them. R.I.P. A lot of people who...
I mean, just 2016 was a bad year for celebrities.
2017 wasn't much better.
It wasn't as bad as 2016.
I feel like 2018 is probably just as bad. We just
not really
stopped
because,
caring.
Like, right when I think either 2016 or 2017 just started, like 2 or 3 died right off the bat.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, when people are famous for a very long time, eventually a lot of them are going to die. And
what? I thought fame brought you. That's the only reason I'm on this podcast, is immortality.
Give it some time. Maybe this podcast will make you rich, and then we will have the money to afford immortality when it comes out.
To be honest, you could argue that as long as the internet is around,
we will exist in some way, shape, or form.
It might be a very skewed version of us. Josh is a racist.
I'm not a racist. Why do you keep saying I'm a racist?
Because it comes off that way.
Maybe, I don't know. If it comes off that way, I'm very sorry. I'm not racist. Mostly.
It's everybody.
No.
He hates the human race. That's literally it.
I do hate the human race.
He wants his robot overlords.
There you go.
Dear robot overlords.
I don't want robot overlords.
Why not? You want robot servants? How dare you?
No, I don't want that either. I mean, unless I'm...
Right now you do. Xbox, turn on.
That doesn't work. I would have to have a connected to my Xbox.
Actually, it just turned on.
If it did, I'd be...
It'd be the ghost.
Ew. I think my Xbox was just broken now that I've replaced it.
Replaced it.
And
I'm telling you, the ghost came to my house because mine is not that old.
Yeah, yours shouldn't have that problem.
Yeah.
It saw its inevitable... Ugh, fuck, can't talk. Inevitable demise.
To be honest, I would rather it randomly turning on than the old Red Rings of Death.
Yep.
Yeah.
Because there's nothing you can do about
it. I'd also rather randomly turning on than randomly turning off.
I'm about to beat the level that I haven't saved in like 40, 30 minutes.
Okay, what game doesn't say autosave anymore?
I turn autosave off when
Why?
I can.
Why?
Because it's fucking annoying. Because it saves the parts I don't want to save at.
But you don't have to use the autosave then. I never use the autosave, but it's good to have.
No.
Yes.
Actually, also, because, like, I obviously you don't have this problem, but, like, NHL, I have, like, it backs up, like, 12 backups. Like, and I was like, I don't need this many backups. You can delete some of these files. Like,
is it one of those, is it, like, a fuck?
It pretty much just autosaves every time you change menus.
Oh.
Which.
Follow 4 has that problem where every time it autosaves, it makes a new save file.
Yeah.
So eventually you're like, I'm like 6 days into this game, playtime-wise. I don't need all that stuff from...
Day one?
Yeah, or day 5 even at this point. Yeah. Like, I'm not talking about like... No, I mean like, you've played
To be honest,
in game,
I have autosave on my Word documents more than I have autosave on my video games. I have autosave on my Word documents for every minute.
Really?
Yeah. I don't type that fast. So.
So it's like what, once per letter?
Pretty much. I got like 2 words in.
That would be more annoying. What? I don't ever turn autosave on for a Word document.
Oh really?
I like to.
I think I must have had something in college, right?
I've never had that problem. I also don't care enough.
Yeah, I don't really want to write stuff. I don't like talking about things again, so why would I want to write stuff again?
I don't care. I'll write the same crap 1,000 times over and over again.
All work and no play?
Basically. I'm messed up. I just realized I never responded to a text. So, I'm
going to text while we're on the middle of a podcast.
Kind of.
No one has ever done that here.
We've
all done that this episode.
Did we all do that this episode?
You were the last one to do it this episode.
Oh.
Steven is currently doing it.
I just can't talk and text at the same time very well. I can't focus on
two conversations. That means that I have to talk while you're texting?
We can try. Just
it's
let
not
me.
Going so well.
Or I'll just talk and say random
words,
nonsensical
that
stuff
that
I'm
this
just
person.
I can't think. I want to
look at you.
It doesn't help that I'm speaking at the same time of you, just fucking confused.
Yeah.
You.
26.
It's like, yeah, when you're counting and someone's like 74, 24, 92, the, I love you. No, don't text that. You're going to be in trouble.
I would never text I love you to someone.
I mean, it might if I convinced you.
I can't spell secretarial. How do you spell it?
Autocorrect.
That didn't work. I fucked it up so bad. It said no replacement found.
How'd you spell it?
I don't know. Fuck. I can't spell.
Isn't it just S-E-C-T-A-R-I-A-L? Secretarial?
Okay.
He moves on to the next round. It's not right.
Not, but...
Yeah, it's close enough.
There, I found it.
Is that close? What is it?
No, that's sectorial. Fuck.
That's... Maybe is it even a word? Are you just making up words, Josh?
Yep.
It's just tell him it's for a secretary's position. Not a secretary's. That's your intern.
There, instead of saying secretarial, I just put, you could do secretary.
You could probably just say administrative.
Yeah, okay, fuck that. No.
Administrative assistant.
That's more confusing.
Is it?
I also hate that I hate that they're not secretaries anymore, they're office assistants. No.
I mean, the office manager actually makes sense, that position.
No, that, I didn't argue the office manager.
No, I'm just
thing.
Going through, like, the new names for titles. Executive assistant makes sense, because you're the assistant to the executive.
That's not always what that means. It's sometimes just some BS that they throw on to make you...
It's just like executive coordinator. I don't know what the fuck they do.
Mind you, people don't even know what, like, producers do.
They produce shit.
Oh, so an executive producer?
Executive producer shit. And how do you executive producer shit? You pay money.
Yeah, and
you
he looks over the
lots
producer.
Of money. So, Josh, remember you're an executive producer of this podcast.
I'm everything of this podcast.
You're not
okay?
Everything of this podcast. You are not Chris. You are not Steven.
I could be.
You are not their intro music by
you
Kevin.
You wish McLeod. You were one of us.
All music. Did I? No, I said music, but...
Yeah. It's Kevin McLeod, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. So you're not Kevin McLeod.
Okay, I'm not. I could become Kevin McLeod.
You could be, but you're not.
I mean, I would have to
Thank you, Kevin, for the intro music, by the way.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, I can't do intro music as good as you, but if I did, I could just make some crappy synth-sounding song and put that as our intro. Not that what we have is that. There's a reason I don't do that, because...
It's not good. That's why we have Kevin.
Yes, his music's good.
Mr. McLeod.
Mr. McLeod, yeah. I don't know. He's not going to listen to this.
Scrooge McDuck.
He could care less.
Yeah.
Scrooge McDuck.
He's our executive producer.
Scrooge?
Yeah.
That's why we don't make money, because he takes it all.
Yeah. He just dives into piles of it.
Wouldn't that hurt a lot?
Like they did in Family Guy? When Peter's like, oh, I always wanted to try this. And he dives into the coins. He breaks every bone in his body and goes, oh, why would I do this? It's not like liquid, it's a solid object.
And then you might slowly sink into it and just.
But I think that's also a vast waste of resources to have a giant room filled with gold.
Just
Gold coins, specifically?
Not if you live in a universe where you can swim through them.
But it, like, then you just have gold coin just sitting around. Did they haven't established that he spends gold coin.
I mean, who knows?
Not Mario part, in the Mario world. You don't get coins for things.
Oh, that one's, like, horrible. He's, like, that game is all about murdering mushroom people.
And turtle people. And flying turtles.
Yeah, I just mean, like, the first game is, like...
Yeah, the inhabitants of the Mushroom Kingdom were turned into bricks.
So every time you break one of those brick blocks, you're...
killing a person.
Or killing multiple people, probably.
Why do you break the brick blocks?
Because to get, like, power-ups and stuff.
No, you just punch them. And they remain there.
Oh, but to find them, you have to.
Sometimes.
Or to get some coins, sometimes, too. I don't play enough Mario to actually know what's going on, to be honest.
I'm pretty sure that, like, you don't have to break many blocks. I mean, I do break the blocks, because, like, that's the way you get past some levels.
It is also funny that the only reason Mario, like, some of the other people have the special powers they have is because of Doki Doki Panic.
Yep.
Never heard of Doki Doki Panic.
It's Mario Brothers 2.
The American version. Yeah. So they just reskin.
Sorry, the Japanese version, but I didn't like Doki, whatever, Mario Brothers 2.
So Mario Bros. 2, the American version, they thought the Japanese version of Super Mario Bros. Was, so they just reskinned Doki Doki Panic. So that's why Peach can float. That's why Luigi can jump high.
And Toad can dig good.
Is that Toad's ability?
I don't actually know Toad. Toad doesn't have any abilities.
All I know is Toad can accelerate pretty well.
Yeah, he's the fastest digger.
I know he can accelerate pretty well.
It hasn't really come up much in more recent games.
Exactly.
Toad sucks. No, Toad doesn't suck, but he's...
He's also bald.
He's not. That's actually not his... That's not a hat. That's officially, like, his head. Nintendo has said it. You can't go by based off of some old TV show that's not even canon.
What are you talking about?
Listen,
that's
everything is canon.
It's not.
Everything is canon.
Whenever Nintendo decides it's canon, it's canon.
No, everything is canon.
It's like the Nintendo CD...
How'd they even get away
Philips
with...
CDI... What?
How'd they even get away with doing a tribute show that wasn't authorized by Nintendo?
It was authorized, but doesn't mean it's canon to the...
No, but it's authorized.
That doesn't make canon.
Yes.
It was old Nintendo ways, where they just were like, yeah, let's make Mario underwear, and here, let's have some Mario...
That was before Nintendo really backpedaled on releasing, like, movie... Like, basically...
They did one movie, and they're like, it sucked. We're never doing that again.
Which is not true, because they are doing that again.
Well, now it's movie time.
They're
age of the movie.
They're remaking Mario.
Are they?
Yeah, it's the guy by the people who made Minions.
Really?
Are making the next Mario movie.
Nice.
It's an animated one, so that's going to help.
It's
going
to be better, yeah.
And they better get the guy who does the voice of Mario to actually do it.
We'll see.
I mean, if anyone's going to get him to do it, it's going to be Nintendo.
Or be like, here, have some more money.
Here, you want another truckload dumped into your driveway? Here you go.
If he was smart, he should say, yeah, I want it all in Toonies and Luminies.
I think you should just pay your bills and...
For that.
You know, you can't technically do that.
Why not?
It's actually illegal. Get arrested for that.
A certain, like, thing, like pennies, if you try to pay, not that pennies really exist anymore.
Not up here, but in the States they do.
They can deny you if you try to pay.
Yeah,
then...
if you have a sock full of pennies, like 300 pennies, and it's like,
if you have
that's a weapon.
Yeah, to a sock full of pennies.
That
I feel
is
like
legitimately used as a weapon in many circumstances.
I feel like you had other problems there.
I mean, but in the States, like, I mean, you don't have to worry about a sock full of pennies.
No, you have to worry about the guy with the AR-15.
Did you hear there's a federal judge that says it's not part of, it's not covered under the Second Amendment now?
What?
It's going to be overturned in, like, a week or two, but there's a federal judge who said that the AR-15 is not covered by the Second Amendment, which doesn't make sense because it's not.
It's a military grade assault rifle. Even if it is semi-automatic, it doesn't matter.
You know what? I still don't see why they can't. It's like no one said you have a right to bear every arm. It's just you have the right to own
Bear arms.
Bear arm. Well,
no, you have the right. You have the right to have bear arms.
I just mean, but so it's
bear arms on bears. Bears.
I mean, like the idea
is allowed to walk around.
The
with
idea
claws.
Is the law says you have the right to own weapons. Doesn't say you have the right to own every weapon in the book.
No,
just own weapons.
Because I'm pretty sure that if you own a nuke, it is highly frowned upon.
Well, I mean,
okay,
they mean firearms.
Okay,
but still,
okay. A rocket launcher is a firearm.
Yeah.
RPG.
Yeah.
Which is.
Did you hear about the. They have, like, these free turn in days where you can turn in any illegal weapon and they won't
charge you?
Yeah. And they've had several RPGs turned into them, like, throughout the years. It's like, why do you have... You can't ask me this question.
I bought it.
They can ask.
Scholar.
No.
They can ask. They can't charge you for your answer.
I'm pretty sure that they can charge... They said they wouldn't charge you for turning it in.
That's true.
If you say, oh yeah, I bought it from this guy. Oh look, you're both arrested.
Why do you have this? Well, clearly to protect my home.
Listen.
From intruders.
Indeed.
You have a tank. I have an RPG. You're an intruder in my house.
You know what I heard? Not this is like the most dumb, useless information I ever heard. You're talking about bees, but basically, if you eat a banana, don't breathe on a beehive because it's the same smell that they put out when like the banana smell is the same smell that bees put out. Like has the same chemical that they put out in their pheromone for when they're being attacked.
So
it's like an alert. Smell.
So what if
though? Why would you breathe on a beehive ever?
So here's the best question. What if you just take a banana, open it up, and throw pieces of the banana at the beehive? Would it go nuts?
Probably. Maybe. I don't know. This is just something I read on Facebook real quick. It was part of another thread, and it was just like, yeah. My big thing was question at the end. Who would breathe? Who's the fucking genius that breathes on beehives.
I'm gonna do this test right now, guys. We're gonna test this out.
I mean, the only person who that information is really useful for is beekeepers.
I was just about to say, probably a beekeeper that was like eating a banana one day, and then he was like, "Oh, look, my bee! Holy crap!" And they went all crazy.
I mean, they're the only people who would really need to know about
bananas
and bees.
They always smoke anyway. They always make them high.
That's true.
Actually doesn't make them high, does it?
It puts them to sleep or something like that.
It relaxes them.
Is that what... I don't remember what it
is. It's like cherry wood smoke. It, like, mellows them out so you can pull their, like, combs out.
So, like, getting high.
Yeah. Yeah, it was,
But essentially, it's smoke inhalation, so...
Yeah,
but I guess they don't really have lungs.
Of course bees have lungs. Why wouldn't they have lungs?
Why would they have lungs?
Because they're a living being.
Okay.
That's not a plant.
That's true.
You could have... You don't have to have lungs. Fishes don't have lungs.
Okay, they have gills, but I mean, they're also, okay.
Have you ever
That's not a plant
bee?
Or a fish. How about that?
Fair enough. I've never heard anyone talk about bee lungs.
Why would you?
What about snake lungs?
Snakes have lungs, of course they have lungs.
I've just never heard anyone talk about them. We're going to be the groundbreaking show that's talking about bringing you snake lung cancer.
I'm sure it happens. Rarely.
I just
don't imagine animals really getting cancer that often.
The cancer was a...
Don't worry, we'll get our special guest.
A clickbait word.
I mean, other than... I mean, mind you, how would you know? Because the fucking snake has cancer in the wild. You're not going to notice it.
Yeah,
just
will.
A dead snake.
Yeah, at that point, unless it gets bone cancer and you find the bones. Because for the most part, in the wild, everything's getting eaten right away. I'm pretty sure cancer cells probably taste the same as every other cell.
Delicious. In snake form.
I mean, maybe in human form, too. Who knows?
I am not a cannibal. Currently.
Yeah.
We haven't had an apocalyptic event that forced me to eat humans.
I wouldn't do it, ever. I don't want to become insane more than I already am.
I mean, you can go insane from eating beef. That's called mad cow disease.
Yeah, it's a prion disease. I don't want that.
Okay. You're not going to eat beef?
I'm not going to eat, like, fucking European beef. No.
Ever?
Unless I go to there, but then I'll be careful. Though it's also, isn't that, like, old news at this point?
What?
The mad cow, like, insanity?
In
I'm sure it's still around. It's just not good.
I mean, we still have measles. Yeah, and mumps and smallpox. And...
Okay, I'm not saying it's, like, not... I'm just saying, is it not actively a problem over there?
I don't know.
Hard to say.
We don't get Europe news over here. Those damn
I
Europeans.
I feel like mad cow disease would get over here.
No, it's just like bath salts don't get over there.
It's true.
Eating people's face with on bath salts.
Yeah, but they don't care about that over there.
Yeah, we don't care about mad cow disease from cows that come from Europe.
I would care. I care.
You're just going to avoid every cow that comes from Europe. Mm-hmm. You know I'm going to point out that all these cows are from Europe.
What?
You see them. Like, oh, did you make sure that...
Well, if I'm not actively eating the cow, I'm not too worried about it. It's not like you can get a prion disease from being bitten by a cow.
I don't know.
Because zombie that's apocalypse. Not how it works.
Okay? Zombie apocalypse listen. From a cow.
That's not how it works.
Right. Who knows how it works? Not us. That's what I'm saying.
The
that's
cow
the point
does.
I'm making.
That's why he's big.
There are people in this world that understand how it's made, and it is not in this room.
Yeah, but
not in the room next to us. Pretty much not within like.
Prion disease
have
to do with like different proteins in your body and how they interact with each other.
And maybe, maybe not. Who knows?
Well, to be honest,
that is how it is. I know because I've looked this. I've seen this before.
Well,
I haven't looked it up, but I've seen like videos and stuff about it before. Scientific videos about it before from scientific sources.
Bill Nye, the science guy, doesn't count.
Wasn't Bill Nye that he does count, but not for everything.
But
I
here's,
just don't
here's
like
my thing. What if the cow knew?
No.
What?
What if the cow knew about the disease? So he bit you just to transfer it.
But you can't get a prion disease from biting.
Rabies is.
That's not a prion disease.
Okay.
That's a very different. That's like a viral infection, I think.
So what if it was a crossbreed between prion and viral infection?
Yeah. What if that lived with mad cow disease
then,
other than the cow bit you?
Listen, we've been fighting mad cow disease for a very long time. What happens is they get stronger. It's a super bug.
I don't think it's a super bug, really, necessarily.
It could become.
Listen, I don't know exactly how it works. I just know.
And that is the problem with this conversation.
I know it has something to do
because
with...
Because Steven and I are going to argue with you. Tooth and nail,
listen,
for the sake of arguing with you.
I know it has something to do with proteins and not to do with viruses.
But the cow licked you and then bit you.
But that's not how.
And then you got a cow lick.
Listen, unless a cow bit me with other cow flesh in its teeth and that.
It did.
And that got in, like.
Because it was a zombie cow.
So that cow would have to eat another cow that had a prion disease that would bite you.
Well, no, because that cow, it just that's the reason why if it's like if you eat human brain. Because your brain has different protein structure than my brain, so your proteins would come into my brain and break them down, and that's what
my protein is stronger than your protein.
No, it's just they would interact with each other and break each other down,
Josh,
and then that just
Josh,
fucks
I'm
up everything.
To be immortal here, okay? The only way to be immortal is to get new protons in my brain.
I said proteins, not protons.
I know. I'm very
okay,
scientific.
Zombie cow.
My neutrinos are pretty high.
It's something like that. I'm probably.
Zombie cows.
I'm probably not exactly correct.
That's how it's going to start, the zombie cow.
But I...
You are probably more correct than the rest of us.
Yeah, I'm absolutely more correct than the rest of you.
I said probably. The science is still out.
I will be a Sith for this second. I'll deal in absolute. I'm absolutely more correct than you guys.
You're absolutely more correct than us.
Allegedly.
More correct. Listen, we don't have to be allegedly here. We can be, if we're talking about the three of us.
Allegedly.
If we're have to be allegedly when we talk shit about
Josh, I can't wait to go on the internet and prove you wrong.
Do it.
No,
no.
That seems like a lot of work.
Listen, if
the zombie cow thing is real,
and I really don't want to get stuck into a clickbait cycle of ooh,
you don't
want to. Ooh, look at that.
I guess you looking up prion diseases, you're not really going to get sucked into a tornado. So,
but if I say if I
unless there was some weird one,
look at. Trying to disprove prion, or trying to look up zombie cow, I'm gonna get stuck into a lot of zombie cow things. Like some person from Kansas saying that they interacted with the zombie cow.
Yeah, why would you look up zombie cows?
Because that's where the that's
where
the
disease
is coming from. Justin, you gotta know how to use the internet to your advantage.
It's like, I'm pretty sure it's called mad cow disease because that's the easiest way to, like, explain it to people.
And
but it's not.
Or mad cow.
But it's not. It's like, it's not. It doesn't work the same way as, like, a disease.
And the swine flu.
Or sorry, that started, sorry, a virus. Started
from a zombie pig.
What? No, no, it didn't. No, no, it didn't.
Contagion, where,
like, the worst we've ever had in Canada was when that serial killer fed people to pigs, and then they were like, "Don't eat the pigs," because.
Oh, I thought you were gonna say like SARS.
No, no. What? How would that happen?
SARS happened.
But from feeding people the pigs?
I thought you were gonna say the worst thing that we've ever had in Canada was SARS.
Oh no, no. I mean,
like food related? No, we had that.
The
I mean, sorry, prion thing. Well, at least the closest thing to like potential an animal killing you by giving you a zombie disease was when pigs ate human flesh, and pigs will eat anything, apparently.
They eat bone too.
Yep. That's
why you gotta be scared of pig farmers.
That's why it's a good way to dispose of people.
Back to the serial conversation. Serial killer conversation.
I'm just saying that's what someone did and why it's a decent way to do it.
Still got caught.
Because people went missing. It took a long time, though. Mostly because he went over the border and took prostitutes and stuff. I'm not...
Because he was trying to make a zombie army.
Well, maybe
I don't think so.
He was trying to make orcs.
That's exactly
He was tearing down all the trees?
No, he was trying to mix, like, pig and human flesh together.
Oh, no, just that Lord of the Rings?
That's Orcai.
Okay. It's still a form of orc.
It's not.
It's not?
No.
Orcai were corrupted elves.
Yeah.
Huh. Look at me. Something new every day.
Or it's something like that.
I mean,
so the regular orcs are the ones that were, that kind of looked like goblins. In those movies.
Hmm. There's like orcs and Orcai, and the Orcai, I believe, yeah, are the ones that were
elves.
Yeah. So the White Hand people were the Orcai.
Which is why they didn't like them. That's why they fought each other.
Yeah. Right.
That's why they hated each other.
Yeah.
It's fucked. It's honestly,
that's why they had long elven hair.
Lord of the Rings are like fucking made orcs way more complicated than they need to be. They made a lot of things way
and
more.
And they had goblins in there too. But
and they're the reason we have fucking halflings. Fucking Lord of the Rings and their goddamn hobbits. That's basically it. Like, halflings, they just brought them into D&D because they were popular from Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, but...
And they couldn't call them hobbits.
They were always a thing because of...
No, they weren't. Literally, the new book that's coming out for D&D...
It's all about halflings.
No, but there's, like, they finally go into halfling, like, lore. Because they never bothered doing it before because the halflings were basically hobbits. And they're like, it's like, oh, you want to know about halflings? Oh, just read The Hobbit and Lord of the Rings. You'll know all about them.
Well,
it's funny because they probably did more explanation for humans than they did for halflings.
Yeah, we have to.
Why?
Because you have to explain like the lore in that world.
Yeah, but I'm saying they're saying less for a race that we know about.
Yeah, but I mean but we know about in. Compared to our real world,
it's like
not
the Bright Universe.
Oh, fuck that game. That show, movie, whatever, same thing.
Show, movie, game.
It makes no sense.
I know.
Picture.
Like,
but neither does having halflings without explaining them.
No, because their lore was basically the same lore as the hobbits. They
like
were
to
exactly
like
drink,
to smoke weed.
They like to party. They're really lucky. Like, it was. Basically it. It's just weird. And now they're like, oh, well, you're going to actually explain these people now?
So we've had like 30 years to 40 years.
Basically.
So. We're like, oh, we probably should answer these questions.
Hell, there's probably more lore on like tieflings than there is anything else. Than there is halfling stuff. And tieflings are just, I don't know, tieflings are weird. They never really fully explain it. Because there's lots of different ways, I think, that the tieflings can become a tiefling. One is you just have a shitty ancestor who decided to make a deal with a devil. And then...
Shitty mom who had sex with the devil?
I wouldn't say it's a shitty mom. I mean...
She didn't know it was the devil.
Not necessarily.
I thought my mom would have a better judge of character.
Devils don't necessarily have to be...
The devil is, and demons...
No, but no, there's demons and devils in...
Devils?
D&D, yeah.
Devils?
They're slightly different.
A small D.
I think
not Lucifer.
Demons are chaotic evil, and devils are lawful evil. I think.
Do they follow specific rules?
There's slight differences between the two, and they also come from slightly different places.
I mean, Lucifer is a tricky one.
Well, he's a fallen angel, which they also have in D&D. D&D is weird and great all at the same time. There's too much going on in D&D.
Too much.
Yeah, like I said, I decided, like, when we play, like, the not, like, practice campaign, I think the first monster I'm going to put you guys up against is the cockatrice.
You know what that is?
Stony chickens.
It's a chicken that'll turn you to stone. But since it's not, like...
I feel like I'm going to be Zelda.
This is not permanent.
And by not Zelda, I mean Link.
I don't know what that means.
Link fighting chickens?
Oh. Well, it's only the one. But it's not a permanent turn to stone. It's only for 24 hours.
That's still fucking annoying.
Yeah, but if your whole group gets turned to stone for 24 hours, fuck you. It's the next day. And you didn't get a long rest.
Yeah, but then it'd take like a week to kill this one chicken.
Well, no, I'll just have it disappear. And you chased it off. You get half experience.
No.
Which is like nothing, because it sucks. It's like a CR1 monster. Now you can kill it, because you can avert your gaze. You just get disadvantage on attacks.
Yeah, I'm trying to hit you, but I can't see you. Literally. I'm doing visual stuff for a podcast.
Oh, yeah, that didn't work. Yeah.
It worked for us.
Mostly.
You did not get what I was doing?
I understood what you were doing, but you were covering your eyes and swinging your sword.
Yeah. It worked for you.
Super. I mean, so. I understood what you meant. I didn't find it particularly funny, that's all.
You're not particularly funny.
I'm not. I'm very funny.
No. That is false.
Listen, yeah, I only have to be funny to one person, myself. And I find myself fucking hilarious most of the time.
Ah, so there you go. You have doubt in yourself.
Well, I mean, even a comedian, professional comedian, would say they're funny most of the time.
Except for Mitch Hedberg, he's always funny.
Okay, yeah, when they're performing, of course, because they're not going to go out there with their B material.
Yeah. So when your B material is better than other people's A material?
Why would you still go out with your B material? Unless you get lazy and you don't write new material.
Or because you think it's funny and you just don't want to do as much.
Exactly.
Yeah, I'll give you that.
Why do you think Kaufman started fighting women?
I don't know who you're talking about entirely.
Andy Kaufman?
The name's familiar, but I can't put a face to it. And Steven just ditched us in the middle of the podcast.
Well, there is an emergency.
I wonder, number one emergency or number two? We'll number see how two. Long it takes for him to get back, then we'll decide.
Yep, that's number two.
So it's like a number like 15 or something. I mean, at least he did it off.
What's funny is because we said it's a number two or a number 15, but I guarantee you that did not pick him up.
What?
He had to do some cocaine in the bathroom, essentially.
Oh, the blowing his nose thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, I realized, oh shit, you're right. I responded to him saying I need to blow my nose.
Yeah, but no one... It's like, are you talking to yourself, Josh? Are you the ghost? The ghost talking to you?
He's already watched the Chills video, that's why.
I haven't watched the Chills. I don't know. Oh, okay. We'll watch it after the podcast.
Our favorite new listener.
It's the stuff we do. We watch Chills. When you guys come over, that's when I watch it.
No, don't do that.
I think it probably has something to do with possession or
Ouija boards. Here we go. So today's video is 12 scariest Ouija board videos.
Yeah, okay, it was the Ouija board ones. Yeah, that's
not possession. I was excited for possession.
He has possession ones we can watch. I just didn't want to because they're stupid.
No,
because it's fake as shit. The Ouija board stuff is fake as shit too.
And I've been like super interested in all like the Catholic Church acknowledges exorcisms, and there's.
Well, of course, it's in their interest to do it.
Not entirely, because almost every religion has an exorcism.
Well, I mean, because it's in their interest to do it.
4 months ago, he did 10 mysterious zombies caught on tape.
Yeah, we watched that we watched that, and it was dumb and ridiculous. It wasn't zombies. It was fake shit and, like, one person who was clearly having an episode in Brazil.
I mean, I feel like we could do this for pretty much, like, a lot of YouTubers who claim to have paranormal stuff.
I know, but he's the one we focused on, okay? Yes. I'm not saying his...
Hey, listen.
His videos are entertaining. Listen, we watch them every week.
We watch them for the opposite reason that
he wants. Whatever, he doesn't care. He got the views. Mind you, he probably wished we would watch the three of us would watch them separately.
But
mind you, sometimes I'll watch, if they're not particular, like the Slender Man one, I was like, this is all fake stuff. I will watch this on my own because it won't be scary because it's not real.
You know how I feel. I've already talked about this on the podcast, where I don't think that humans are smart enough or creative enough to come up with something. So I think that it's based in some reality.
Somewhere, maybe.
Yeah.
Not our universe.
Are you receiving messages from the other universe?
Who knows? I don't know. But Slenderman's definitely not in our universe.
Could be.
How the fuck did some ancient evil thing have a suit before suits were invented?
Listen.
Suit's been around for a long time. What are you talking about?
Since caveman times? Because apparently there's a caveman painting
maybe
with Slenderman on it.
Maybe people only started seeing him when he had a suit.
Apparently there's a caveman painting with Slenderman with a suit.
Yeah, okay, I don't believe that.
That's fake.
Listen, we are...
Slenderman is fake. It's not real. It's proven fact. Slenderman's not real.
But the idea had to come from somewhere.
Yeah, it came from a competition.
Okay, but that I don't think the person who came up with Slenderman...
I have more faith in humanity than you do, apparently. At least in this one aspect of creativity.
I think that everything is based in reality.
Though I don't like how J.K. Rowling gets credit for the word muggle.
I don't know who else used it.
Well, I saw it on Sabrina the Teenage Witch years before it was in her book.
Years before?
I think so.
I mean, the Battle of Hogwarts happened in 1998.
Okay, fuck off. Okay.
And that was years, so 91, we're looking at...
In our world, it was years. Let's not, don't fuck around, okay?
May 7th, wasn't it? I'm pretty sure. May 7th, 1998. Don't fuck around now. I'm not supposed to fuck around. What is this if I don't get the fuck around?
Don't go throwing logic out the window and throw in your fuckery logic in.
Hey, fuckery logic is still logic.
It's not.
It is.
By definition, it's not.
It's
there is
type
no
of logic. Listen, she has a date. I can't argue with that. That's when the Battle of Hogwarts happened. Can you prove me wrong?
That it happened in our universe before that? Yes, it did happen in the Harry Potter universe before? No. Obviously. I'll give her no madges. But that's my point. That's how good she
is
at coming.
Her no madges?
Yeah, like she's the one who came up with no madge.
Really?
Yeah, it's people with no magic.
I don't think that she's the one with no madge. Someone had to say that before.
I said I will give it to her. I didn't say that's necessarily the truth.
So you give her no match, but you won't give her muggle.
Yeah, because I definitely heard muggle before that.
I never heard muggle before that.
Well, or maybe I heard it after, but I still heard it in a different source.
You heard it after, but when it came out, it was before.
Yeah.
You're looking at me confused. I'm trying to help you out.
I mean, like...
The episode
I noticed, okay, it's like, I noticed it after, but I'm pretty sure, it was created before. Hmm. Like, it's not...
I didn't even give J.K. Rowling credit for Muggles, but she popularized it for sure.
Well, she popularized it, but I mean, she popularized... Blah 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 it because it was
she blah blah you just blah 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 the best part
that was yada 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 but
yeah.
It's like no I mentioned
I can paraphrase
you can't not if you're quoting something
I'm not quoting something I'm paraphrasing.
You were quoting
I don't watch Seinfeld
doesn't mean you weren't quoting it
I'm paraphrasing
no if you're quoting something
listen you know how my quotes are they're terrible.
It has to be at least most... Yeah, and I'm going to correct...
mostly correct.
I'm going to correct you. Listen, it has to be correct enough that I don't notice it.
You said, listen.
Or Steven, or someone else in the group.
You knew what I meant.
I knew what you meant. Doesn't mean I can't correct you for it.
Okay. But,
yada, I mean, yada, I'm definitely arguing against something that I'll argue later.
Yeah.
When I will be like, you know what I meant. Don't worry about it. Yeah, stop arguing.
Come on now.
But we've talked about this on the podcast before. I make up rules
as I see fit. You don't have to follow.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
Well, do as I say, not as I do. Mostly benevolent.
I just threw that up there.
I would say I'm mostly a good guy. As I've learned from this podcast.
You're somewhat not a good guy.
I would say in the real world I'm a better guy than I am on the podcast.
Well, I mean, we're all characters. We're all caricatures of ourselves.
Well, I'll just say whatever comes to mind, and what comes to mind is not always great.
You don't filter yourself for this podcast?
No, because I have to talk quickly.
You don't plan what you're going to say? You don't have a script already made?
No, and I'm doing the most talking.
Turn to page 5.
There's no script. How dare could that not be... Ugh, I can't talk anymore.
See, you're just not pronouncing the script.
Can someone shoot me in the head and we can call it a day?
Oh, Death of the Soul!
There we go. And that ends the podcast right there because he wants to die.
The Horcrux is now this bottle of water.
What? No, that wasn't Horcrux. That's just me wishing I was dead because I can't talk right now.
How have you killed yourself?
I mean, wishing I was dead for a lot of other reasons, not just that. But that's my life story, and that's for other people to worry about.
He's like, keep on with the
U-Pod. Death is so...
Oh, God, funny. I hated that. Hated that so show.
Permanent.
Okay, that's why I don't... Like, there's a difference. I can't really explain it. It's like, I don't want to die, obviously. No one... Well, most people don't want to die.
In your will and testament, who are you leaving the podcast to? Please stay.
Who am I leaving the podcast to? No, I want to be buried with the podcast.
You're buried with the podcast?
Yeah. You'll have to, like, find some way to, like... You'll have to, like, connect a wireless router through my...
Just make an Easter egg within the podcast universe, and whoever finds it gets to take over the podcast.
Sure. If you can guess my middle name... No, don't.
I will do it off podcast.
Don't.
I think I know it.
I was going to say favorite animal, but anyone can guess my favorite animal if they
fox,
know
fox,
me.
Fox.
Yeah.
What does the fox say?
I actually like that song. The worst part is the whole time that song's playing, I'm like, nope. That's not what a fox sound like. And then they're like, yak, 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 yak. And it's like,
There's a part where it does sound like
a fox. I'm like, that's the closest. And I'm like, fuck, how am I the one who knows what a fox sounds like?
That was a great song.
Though they sound like they're fucking dying. They're, like, happy. It's, like, kind of off-putting a little bit. You're like, this is a happy sound. Doesn't sound like a happy sound. Like, if you heard this sound, it sounds like someone's torturing a dog.
We don't want to do that. Josh is not condoning torturing dogs.
I'm saying I want to hear that sound. Not coming from a dog, though.
I was like, Josh, we don't have any foxes here.
If coming from a fox, I mean...
Fox Island.
I want to go there. There's one in Japan. Or there's a fox village in Japan. I wonder if there's any kitsune in there.
I don't know what you're asking.
Kitsune are like fox spirits. Do you remember... But
that means that a fox would have to have died there.
No, I mean, like, do you remember, like, the show Inuyasha?
Nope.
Do you remember that, like,
Shippo.
Yeah, the little shit who was, like, somehow a major part of that show, even though he did jack shit half the time.
He was a shapeshifter.
Yeah, who could shapeshift.
But he was a fox spirit?
Yeah, he was, like, a little itty-bitty fox person.
Fox
demon. Well, demon.
Fox fiend?
Demon. Well, I guess fiends and... That's the weirdest thing about demons and devils in D&D. They're both considered fiends. They're not, like, two different things.
Nope.
They're just fiends. That's why with the Pact of the Fiend is either a demon or a devil. It becomes very confusing. The whole... It's like, we want some two different things, but fuck you, because they're practically the same for the most part, except... Their motives are different, and it's like, well, couldn't you just create different demons?
No.
With different motives? Like, no.
No.
Fuck you.
GTFO.
With
your logic.
Well, no, what? Fuck off. You cunt.
This is a very vulgar episode.
I
think we haven't been vulgar in
You know what the worst part is? My brain. The more I listen to like Achievement Hunter with when they have like the Brits and stuff on, the more I want to say the word cunt. Anytime I watch British stuff, I just want to say the word cunt a lot. It's not a great they word.
Use it.
Yeah, pretty much.
Make you feel like you need to use it.
It's just like there's that itch. You hear it so much, and you're like, oh my god, it's like. It doesn't sound that bad when people say it. Actually, it's like, to me, it's a swear word that just doesn't sound that bad.
I don't know. I don't know if swear word that actually does sound bad.
Also, if it's almost feel like a swear word that has, like, no real meaning. Mm-hmm. Even though people do. I don't know. It doesn't really mean the same thing as, like, the way people would mean, like, when they call pussy.
Yeah, but, like, what do insults actually.
It's like, it almost feels like a nicer way of calling someone an asshole.
I mean, being called a manja cake. I'm a cake eater. And I'm actually not a cake eater because I can't have cake. But, like, is that insulting? To some people, it is.
I never really realized that's what it means.
Manja cake.
That never occurred to me.
And then Mighty Ducks in the movies, Mighty Ducks, which I know you haven't seen, they call each other cake eaters. Call all the white people cake eaters.
The Mighty Ducks?
Mm-hmm.
With the one, the animated show?
No.
With the ducks.
Not that one.
Who were like superheroes.
No, Emilio Estevez.
I know. One.
But that was a good show.
No, it wasn't.
It was a terribly good show.
Okay, I'm like, don't lie to the audience.
It was so terrible that it was good.
So I've been watching, as you said last week, we started watching Franklin and Bash. And I realized why that show got canceled. Was the fourth season, it's just pure garbage.
You got to the fourth season, we started on the first season.
Yeah, there's only like 10 episodes per season.
Oh, really? It's like Game of Thrones.
Yeah, I mean, and it's also, the first two seasons were amazing. After that, it really, the third season kind of sucked because they got rid of some of the better characters. And then the fourth season, they got rid of most of the characters and they just fucked it all up. I was like, nah, this, I don't know. There's like, four major characters still in the show, and they replaced pretty much everyone else.
Well, since the last week, I've watched the entire second season of Series of Unfortunate Events.
Oh, I've never even watched the first season.
You should.
There's not the Lemony Snicket one? The one that's on Netflix?
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, is there a non-Lemony Snicket version of a Series of Unfortunate Events?
I'm pretty sure you can call anything a Series of Unfortunate Events, but I'm specifically talking about
the series. But you're talking about a TV show. Is there a non-Lemony Snicket version of that?
No.
Also, why put the Lemony Snicket part?
He's the narrator.
Is he?
Yeah. I've never Swanson. It's really good.
I've never actually like watched or read any of those books.
And neither have I, but I really want to read the books.
I mean, obviously, I didn't watch the books.
You could have watched
the books?
You could have watched them sit there on your desk.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel like we've run out of stuff to talk about.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, again.
Wow, Steven said, yep.
I and his brain is fried. We've just lost him.
Okay, well, Steven said, yep, so that's definitely the end of the podcast, yeah. Because I would like to make my...
Those, now Steven knows how he has to end the podcast. He doesn't agree with us.
I need to go, maybe.
Maybe. Oh, he's coming back to life.
I need to go out and find someone to sleep with me, because clearly the world's about to end, because Steven said yup on the podcast.
I was like, John, where are we going with this?
What are you talking about?
Oh, nope, it's okay again. Steven said nope.
Wait,
so
I'm going to tell you why.
Yep.
I said that.
Yup.
Yep. It's like the song by E40. Yep.
I was just going to say, like,
so wait,
what's
why?
You were Storage Wars.
That too.
Okay.
I'm trying to
this week we're supposed to get snow. There you go. That's why I said yeah.
Because we're going to get snow in Canada?
He's super depressed.
What a revelation.
Yeah, that's why I said it's also April.
Exactly.
Whatever, it's Canada.
That is my point.
It's Canada.
To be honest, we also didn't start winter until, like, actually, no, we started
around pretty
December.
Early this year.
Yeah.
It started on Christmas. Well, we actually got our first snowfall on Christmas Day.
No, it was before Christmas Day.
No, like, there's significant snowfall that stuck around.
Okay. I'll give you that, but it was definitely before Christmas.
Yeah, but...
Trust me, working in a school...
Listen, but technically, winter doesn't start until December 21st.
Is that true? That's not true.
That's true.
Is it?
That's when winter solstice is.
Oh, fuck. But is that the first day of winter?
Yes.
Oh. Why is it in fucking December?
That's the first day of winter. We've been screwed all these years by having snow in November and October.
No, that's not true.
This is 100% true.
It's not true.
Listen.
It is. I'm pretty sure on that.
100%
accurate. Listen, that might be true on the rest of the world, not in Canada. No. Winter starts in, like, fucking October.
No.
In Canada.
No.
Oh, no, sorry. Depending on the year, will start somewhere between October and...
Do you not listen to anything public and around, like, this is the first day of spring, this is the first day of summer, this is the first day of winter.
Not around that time of year. That time of year, I'm focused on, fuck, I don't have to go to work now.
Yeah.
Thank God I'm not out.
First day of winter, Friday, December 21st, 2018. That's going to be the next one.
Okay, you know what?
What?
I don't care. I consider it winter when it's cold enough outside for shit to freeze.
So April?
We're still in winter. We're in like third or fourth winter.
Technically, we're like
31st winter.
3 weeks into spring.
Not until until I see flowers.
It was spring last week.
There was flowers on the way back from the restaurant.
Was there?
Yeah.
They're frozen, but they're flowers.
Yeah, they're not flowers. They're
there were purple flowers.
I said not until I see flowers. Not when you see them.
By that definition, we're going to be waiting until summer before we get out of winter.
Exactly.
Why? Because I spent all my time. Fuck, that sucks. Why is my... Oh, I don't want to actually say that. But I mean...
It's the end of the podcast, but now it's truth telling, Josh.
I just hate that I'm still technically a spring baby, even though it's close enough that it should be summer.
I'm a summer baby.
Mind you, I don't like summer either, so
I am a fall.
I wish I was a fall. Wait, what? Oh.
I don't know why you're looking at me.
I'm sorry, I'm mixing up your birthday with someone else's birthday.
Yeah, I'm a summer baby.
And I thought your birthday was in November for a second.
That's
like,
me.
And I'm like, no, not with you. It's someone else, I know. And I'm like,
I'm a summer baby. I'm like, even if my birthday is in November, I'm a summer baby.
I was like, the person I was thinking was like November, like 21st. And I'm like,
it's just like, no matter where I'm born, I'm a Libra. No, that's not how astrology works.
No, I'm a. I don't actually know.
I'm not asking you to think. I am whatever I say.
Oh no, I'm a fucking Gemini. I don't care about that.
I think you're a Gemini.
No, don't worry. I know exactly what I am because it fits my personality fairly well.
Same with mine.
I mean, I don't know if I believe in astrology or not. I definitely believe in astronomy.
See,
well, it's hard to argue with astronomy though.
I mean, astronomy is just like, hey, look, that's there.
Unless...
Hey, look, that's there.
Look, there's a big difference.
Although I think astronomers are trying to I think Pluto's now reclassified as a planet.
Yes, they reclassified.
Well, did you not see the post on Facebook?
Share.
Based off that?
No. So, they're talking about how we're having such shitty time right now, and it's because we...
Oh, pissed off the god of death?
Yeah.
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 Because Pluto is named after the god of death, and we took his planet and declassified it.
Yeah, and so then they're like, yeah, well, fuck you. And like, this makes sense.
And now that we reclass it as a planet, no celebrities have died so far. And
Pluto's declassified space survival guide.
I love the fact that in the time that it took to discover Pluto, classify it as a planet, and then declassify it as a planet, it had not made one full rotation around the sun.
Yeah, because it's so fucking far out there.
I know, but I'm just saying, it's pretty funny. I think it's interesting.
How many days happened on Pluto, though?
What?
How many days happened on Pluto?
I don't know. I don't know what the rotation is like. I don't even know if they have days.
Of course they have days.
Would the sun... Is the sun close enough to project light onto it?
That's not what classifies a day on a planet.
What classifies a day on a planet?
One full rotation.
How can you tell if it rotates if there's no difference between light and dark?
Okay, but that's not what matters.
But how can you tell it rotates? How do we tell that the Earth rotates by the changing of the light and the darkness? That's the only way we tell it rotates.
Hooray!
That's how we tell. I'm saying, but that's not how you classify a day.
So if it says how many days would it take for Pluto to orbit around the sun?
No, that's a year.
48 years.
Yeah,
human years.
But Plutonian years.
How many Plutonian days has there been?
They don't know because
type in how long it's Plutonian day. That's all you gotta ask. And we'll know the answer. That's all I need to know. It's like Mercury. No, fuck you. Okay,
fuck me.
Because
fuck
okay.
me.
Okay,
fuck you.
Pluto rotates much more slowly than Earth, so a day on Pluto is much longer than Earth. A day on Pluto is 6.4 Earth days, 153 hours long.
There. That's,
but I don't know how they find that out, because there's
because you just need to find one point on Pluto and see, okay, it rotates.
And some poor jerk off has to sit there for 4 days or 6 days and watch that.
I'm pretty sure they figured that out when shit went like flying past it years and years ago and took pictures and sent them back. They're like, we can see how fast it's rotating by how fast this point didn't move to here.
What if it's just Pluto trying to trick you?
Yeah.
Then we're wrong, and scientists...
What if you're rotating around it, and it's not rotating at all?
I don't know. Listen, I'm not sure how they figured it out. They figured it out, though. And
they
it's all...
made a best guess.
It's how long a planet takes to make one full rotation.
Well,
but if you still don't know how you can determine that it made a full rotation, if you can't tell the difference between light and
how
dark...
How could you tell the difference? If you're looking at Earth from, say, Pluto, how can you tell the difference of it rotating? It's not like the light and dark sides rotate around each other.
Well, how can you tell? Because you're rotating as well.
Not if you're not on Earth.
But if you are on Earth.
But, yeah, but I'm saying if you're not on Earth, how can you tell? We know Mercury has a day.
They definitely have a difference between light and dark.
Yeah, but it's, from our point of view, the dark side is always on the dark side. So how can you tell? If you're not on Mercury.
I'm pretty sure that there is times where you can see the light side.
Let's just all
yeah, obviously,
Saturn.
But that's not how it works.
That's how what works?
When you're not on the planet and you're looking at it, you don't watch the dark side rotate to the light side.
Alright.
It's not like the dark side suddenly goes like, oh, moves over here. No,
we'll
the
just
dark
live
side
on
is always...
and die by the
well,
gas.
Technically it is, because it's rotating faster around the... So you're going to see it at different angles.
Okay, that's not what I'm saying.
No, yeah, you're saying, because how can you say it from the fixed point on Earth? How can you see...
Okay, I see what you're saying, and what I said was kind of stupid. I'll admit. But my point was that...
You'll admit that, eh?
That, okay, the way I said it, but it's like, if you're just going to look at it for, say, a week on Earth time, right?
Which is basically how long it takes for it to have one day.
What?
Pluto. Mercury. We're talking about Mercury.
No, Mercury's year is shorter than its day.
Yeah.
It rotates around the sun faster than it completes a revolution. Sorry, it's not a completes a revolution, yeah.
How can its year be longer than its day, Josh?
Because it goes around the sun faster than it turns, spins.
It's 88 days.
What?
For it to go around the sun.
And, yeah, and so I think it's slightly longer for a full day. On Mercury. It's more than 88
same
days.
Same question. How long does it take to rotate?
Just Mercury day length. That's all you have to put in.
Be careful about putting length into Google.
Not if you just put day in front of it.
You never know. I'm feeling lucky.
I mean, never put I'm feeling lucky if you have vague things. Especially don't have I'm feeling lucky pictures.
Bless you.
Steven's our research guy.
And we said that we were going to end this episode like 20 minutes of arguing ago.
15. Actually, it is more like 20.
58 days.
What?
Length of a day on Mercury is 58 days.
Length of the year is 88. So it's shorter.
That's not true at all.
Mercury.
Very well, we're going to have to do some
Mercury
research on this.
Length. 58 days, 15 hours, and 30 minutes.
We're going to do some research off of the podcast.
I'm
going
to tell you why it's 58 days, because it's so fucking close to the sun.
Well, this is misguided and misinformed.
No, that wouldn't affect
the table.
That wouldn't affect the year length. That wouldn't affect the day length. No.
We are doing research on a podcast.
No.
I'm trying to respect the listeners and not doing research on a podcast for like 44 minutes.
No. Okay, yeah, you're right. 58 days. And then
what happened?
The internet is proving Josh wrong.
How is that possible? I could have swore it was the other way around.
No!
I think you just read it wrong.
Or yes. Maybe it was...
And,
a year is...
I'm Chris.
Sorry, I think it was a year is like 1.5 days. That's
it's been nice talking with you guys.
I suppose.
I have no idea what that is. Josh, you do the outro. I'm not very good at it.
I don't even remember what I usually say. So, okay.
Get woke.
That's usually the very ending. But okay, so I will now outro this, because clearly I'm the host and the only one who can fucking do it.
Well, I tried, and you guys didn't fucking listen.
So to this me, was.
So you didn't know what to add to it.
So this was okay. Let me talk.
No.
Well, that was Steven, and this was Chris.
Ew.
Or still is, but we're signing off now.
As he gestures.
I'm Josh, and this was. Okay, fuck off. Okay.
Misguided and misinformed.
Thanks.
Bitch.
Okay. Well, thanks for listening, anyways, guys. I fucking hate you guys a little bit.